Tristesse.
Ja.
Gaat weer een jaar van mijn leven. Wat stress.
Dat is English.
Ah ja, English. So annoying.
The break is over.
Woo!
I see.
Where are all the other presentations?
I just put it in the shared folder, so.
Which was that tool or?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, conceptual design or whatever.
Because I see only my own presentation.
No. Can you go back one?
Yeah.
Because it has to be PowerPoint. Components design, that's it.
I'll just put it.
He's coming.
I did get a bit more done than the last time because I knew that I didn't have time, so I just copy and paste everything into it.
I can kind of paste it.
If you want to laugh, you can look at final report because I have to record everything we are deciding and such. So
move to
I
me.
Try to write it down between everything else.
Yeah. Sometimes I have these pop-ups or these sounds, and there's nothing there.
Yeah.
And
yeah, me too.
Also, with I don't know how to use PowerPoint, so it takes me forever to get something done.
Yeah. I've got the same problems. So.
Yeah.
Here we go again. Welcome. Here again, three presentations, and then we have to decide on what concepts the mobile phone has to do. So the remote control has to do support. So, let's go.
Yes. Who wants to start?
Me first again, or?
Yeah.
Marketing presentation once again. This time about trend watching. There has been an investigation again in the remote control market. It shows a number of developments. I will address them in a moment. Fashion watchers have detected the trends for young public because that's our public. Fruit and vegetables will be the most important theme for clothing, shoes, and furniture. And the feel of the material is expected to be spongy. So, the developments, I will address them. This is the fruit and vegetables. So looks are fresh, bright colors. So, to give you an idea, the developments. Development one. Most important aspect for remote control happens to be a fancy look and feel instead of the current functional look and feel. Fancy stands for an original look and feel, the case and the interface. The second most important aspect is that the remote control should be technological innovative. It stands for the use of technical features that do not exist in current remote controls. I think we pretty much covered that with our screen and speech recognition, so
yeah.
I don't expect that to be a problem. The third development is that the remote control should be easy to use. The first aspect was twice as important as the second aspect, which was twice as important as the third aspect. So that kind of gives you these ratios. So fancy look and feel is the most important point of attention. So the fruits and vegetables in combination with the sponge material. Technological innovation, we covered that pretty much, I guess. And easy to use, I don't think that would be a problem. So my point of attention is especially this part, because maybe correct. So that was the marketing presentation. I
have
only one document.
Shall I go first? Yeah,
so
no, I
don't
mind.
So kind of this.
Yeah, I'll talk first. Okay.
Yeah,
sure.
So a small example, kind of this. nothing about the buttons, but this sponge kind of thing and some fruit and colors. I don't know. Just made a quick design.
Cool. Better than my drawing.
Yeah, you're just the user interface.
Yeah, okay, but I have to design the
layout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
You probably opened it.
Yeah, true.
F5.
F5.
Alright, so I'm dealing with the component design. Let's see. I used some design examples we had from similar products, and I used possibilities from our manufacturing department about current components, which will have to be implemented in the design. That's why I wanted to go first. Well, they gave me an idea about what people want. We're mainly focusing on this group, but I want to make a distinction clear. So I could not drag the pictures into the slide, so I don't have examples of how it looks like, but it comes down to what you think we should do with the spongy and fruity looking type. If the young dynamic people want soft primary colors, which looks like fruits, you know, you can, and shapes that are curved and not solid straight lines anymore. So this basically goes on to what you were mentioning earlier. There's a lot of factors involved in choosing the components. There's a lot of options that we have to discuss. For example, the energy source, we have four types: the basic battery, we have a hand dynamo, which we Dutch refer to it as the knijpkracht. The kinetic provision of energy, which means if you move the thing, if you shake it, which will be fun for toddlers, right? If they're going to use the. And of course, solar cells, but I don't know how we would use that into the design of the actual product.
And indoors.
Also in, you know, countries where there isn't much light, like in Scandinavia, they wouldn't be able to use it half of the year, you know? So that's not cool either. So for the case, there's the traditional uncurved flat hard case, single curved, which means that it has curves in one dimension, or the double curves. I wasn't able to finish my personal preferences sheet, but well, you know, we will have to go for the double curved because it's there in difference from what we have now.
Yeah.
The case materials, well, we have all kinds of hard materials, like the hard plastic, the wood and titanium. I would definitely go for rubber because it fits most in what people want to see nowadays.
Yeah.
This is a lot of text. I haven't been able to organize this yet. We have several interface designs. We can use scroll buttons for the menus, but we already kind of decided to go for the
push buttons.
For the push buttons, for the arrow buttons. So that's not really interesting. Electronics. Yeah. Maybe we want to decide on what electronics to use. The advanced chip, I think, is easiest to implement for the production because they can print it better. This is about it. Yeah, I was working on some personal preferences. First, I chose for the battery because I'm traditional and that's the most obvious, easiest choice to go to. But I really think that we should maybe think about the kinetic energy when you have to move the thing to.
An optional feature, or combine both with one.
You
can only
one.
Fit one source of energy.
Okay.
I can imagine that the kinetic type energy source would be more expensive to make. But it is more long-lasting, that the people don't have to ever buy batteries again.
And it's more fun.
I always chuck my remote control around, so...
Just playing with it, and especially when the material is rubber, it can be done. I mean, you can't harm it, so it's a perfect combination, I guess.
You don't have to be scared about bouncing it off the floor and breaking it or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, that's the end of it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, next.
So double curved is like this.
No, it means curved in two dimensions. So a single curved, let's say, would be a square box, but then with curves on one dimension,
yeah,
and double curved, which means that it would have curves
also in
curves
height.
In every direction,
yeah,
like 3D.
Okay.
Very important thing I was thinking about, speech option. We were going to use that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's one thing which I'm not sure of how to implement it into the
design.
Well, the visual representation is not
no,
there
okay,
with speech.
It has to be combined with a menu for functions and.
Yeah.
So,
just
okay.
Yeah, I think you can just match the speech commands with the functions that are already present.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I don't think you have to design anything else for that.
Do the speech just for the basic options, for the simple buttons?
Both.
For everything, also for
yeah.
the advanced options. Okay. This is all very basic and trendy design, everybody says it. So that's what. In the last meeting we were putting the simple and the advanced options separated. It's obvious. Pressing the menu option will disable all other options on your remote control, and only the LCD panel will light up, and you can only change the
And the buttons that you need to control.
Yeah.
Design has to be very attractive. That's your you have to read this, but
yeah.
This is the simple layout. Display on the upper side with the menu button, and maybe some sort of cancel button or save button.
That would be the back.
Yeah,
back and okay.
Back and okay.
You did read the minutes I wrote?
What?
You did read the minutes I wrote?
A little bit, I think, but not
okay, because I pretty much summed up all the buttons there
okay.
were, so.
Oh, I didn't read that.
I hate doing work for nothing.
But this is the basic design for the buttons. I wanted to categorize everything with speech, display, sound, everything you noted in your minutes. Every push button has its own LED light, so
mm-hmm.
you can change, make it more trendy for younger people, and if there are older people, they want it more luxurious. So that's also an option.
That was it. Okay.
Okay, so what we have to decide is what kind of components do we use? Energy source, chip type, case type, and user interface, but I don't see a clear distinction between this, so I think what we have is okay. So we already decided that kinetic would be the choice for energy.
Yeah.
The case would be doubly curved.
Raw material.
And that's the only thing we have left.
Yeah, we need the chip on print to be able to support the screen and
it's easy.
Audio function.
So is that the advanced chip?
Yeah.
Advanced chip.
Yeah.
Otherwise
okay.
you would have a simple chip just for pressing buttons, but we need more.
Alright.
To
support you on the
this
curve.
Is not my department, but I'm not sure what this is going to cost to be able to.
I didn't get any info on this.
Because we need to sell it for 25 euro a piece.
Yeah.
It's going to be difficult, huh?
Yeah.
The cost of making it should be 12 and a half.
Yeah, total,
yeah.
I don't know. I didn't get any information about that.
They're going to produce it in China, so it's no problem.
Yeah.
Child labor, man. We love it.
Who doesn't?
The interface type.
The interface. Maybe we can.
It's quite difficult because we haven't got all the options.
Do you have a picture of a doubly curved
case. And could you put that in the group folder?
Let me see.
If you go to the home page or something, you should.
Yeah, I'm going there now.
Get your own information. I got my fresh and fruity picture also.
Well,
there.
Oh, you didn't draw it yourself.
No.
Oh,
that's your last line.
And maybe it's
menu.
It's just the menu I was looking at.
Yeah, I
maybe
was thinking of that also with a with a
arrow.
So that indicates that there's a menu under that menu.
Yeah, perfect.
So
that's cool.
Maybe it's easier if you guys come over here. See, this is the standard traditional type where the form serves the function, you know? It's like really basic. But this is more appealing to old people, and we don't want that. This is what we're looking for, and that means curves in both dimensions.
Ah, okay.
Not only
I
like
see.
This, but
yeah, also like
it
this,
has to be.
So you can hold it.
Exactly, it has to be kind of instead of the PlayStation module, it has to be like the GameCube, you know, where your thumbs would be laying in the instrument, and it has to
but
be nice to hold.
To, it has also to be luxurious for rich people. This looks
yes,
a little bit like for only for children.
Yeah,
but that's the problem. The dilemma actually, because we want to appeal to the young public with fancy, with flashy colors, and with a lot of shape, and
and the
rubber, it will look cheap always.
Yeah. Okay,
you know,
but the colors you can make it make the colors with the LEDs beneath the buttons. If you press a button and you can disable the color LEDs for people that don't like it.
There is mobile phones in which you can change the color also of the LEDs. Maybe we should consider this function to customize it, and so I mean kids can make it look more flashy with different kinds of colors, and people who want something, you know,
different
or more design, they can go for one color, like for example this
camera.
Cool. Underwater. Personally, I think it's really ugly.
Yeah.
Just give me the thing that it's inside there, but maybe
I'm
too old for this stuff.
The shoe is for the sea
wall.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's
I
think are all.
Bright colors.
Yeah.
Also this is
rubber,
this is with the curve that they mean.
Yeah.
That's simply curve.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should be nice.
Well, we could make a compromise between that, but I don't know if it's worth the effort.
A compromise between what?
Instead of doubly curved, we take a single curved. So to appeal a little more to the.
This will be
a
single curved, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is only in this dimension.
Yeah.
Like this, so curve here, not in the height.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we keep it single. Curve,
That would be an option. I don't know what you think.
Yeah.
I think I mean, our aim is to make something different, right?
Yeah.
Make something new.
Mm.
I would go for the double curved.
Okay.
And
I'm
thinking, you know, a drawing palette where you have the shape for your thumb, so it kind of holds nicely. Something like that.
If
well,
you,
this
if you make it more
decision.
Curved, we can make more and more options for buttons. If you have it in your hand, you are not only you don't need one dimension, but you can use other dimensions for pressing the buttons.
Yeah, that's all. You can make a trigger button or something like that.
Something to shoot at your television.
Yeah, or that is the confirmation button or something that you scroll with your thumb with the arrows
that's
and then confirm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would be a nice way to use it, but I mean I'm thinking big already and we need something that you can able to use in one hand, I think.
Oh yeah, in one hand.
Well, from top view it looks kind of like this, but from the side you can have it also in a kind of shape. Maybe
right,
because the screen is on top, you can
switch
have
from buttons to interface.
Maybe you can have this kind of shape, a little upwards, so that the screen is more towards yourself, so you can easily see your screen.
How
but
about
you have it in your hand, so it's a kind of an angle from your eyes to the screen. screen. So then you have double carved in some way. This
mm-hmm.
is so the screen is positioned over here. Oh, something like that. And the buttons are more. Oh, it's very thick. Now look.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. How about we do a pop-up screen like the laptop? So
can
that only the simple functions will be visible at first.
Yeah,
and
that
then
you can
if
press
you want
it and then it comes up or
yeah, something like that.
So you have the side view.
But then the side view can be straight if you have a pop-up screen. But I don't know if that's too expensive.
So
yeah,
if you want to be able to make this.
No, like I would draw it like this. So this is the side view that you have a screen that will come up here and go down that way.
No,
how
so
they will come up like that.
Okay, so the buttons are on top here and you flip it over that
now
way.
Or preferably even keep the simple buttons here.
Yeah.
And then under the screen, even you
oh,
can
the
have
more
advanced
options.
Yeah,
more advanced options were for the menu.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
you would have
the menu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You just go to the height and all.
Yeah.
Well, not all, because you need most of them, the arrow buttons, which can hide okay in the back.
Yeah.
But the menu button also, because when you
yeah.
You can maybe even drop the menu button, because maybe if you flip it open, it will activate it.
So, okay, but you need some button to flip this.
Right.
Open.
True. True.
But you can make you can make a trigger here.
Yeah.
Simple,
yeah, and it says menu and it flips open and then you have the buttons to control in combination with your.
It's not very very strong. Yeah, if you control this one time.
True. It can
well
go open.
Yeah, the idea
if you cover
of
it
was is that because you close it, you cover the LCD screen and it won't be vulnerable to scratches.
And it, and it will be covered in some kind of thin rubber.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you just have to make sure that the closing mechanism
it's
won't
very
break.
Oh, it's very
it's
strong.
Very solid.
Yeah, okay, so that may work.
That actually will offer some extra
okay,
protection.
But then we still have the thing of the shape.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
what
I
kind
was
of
thinking if you have your hand, if this is your
yeah, the lower part doesn't work, I guess. So then you should try the
yeah, yeah.
If this is your thumb and this is your hand like that. This is your wrist. That it will be kind of shaped like this, you know? So it's easier to hold in your hand to
yeah.
Left hand, that's the problem.
Yeah, of course.
Then
you would have
bridges.
To
yeah.
To make it like this,
expensive.
like you through here.
Yeah.
And maybe then make this thicker also than the center, give it
mm-hmm.
a
economical shape.
Yeah.
The female shape,
yeah. Obviously.
We could make some rubber nulls which you can change.
Oh yeah. So,
and
for
so if you
yeah, but that's optional for later, I guess.
Yeah, but we have hardware inside, which is so it has to have some sort of basic shape.
Yeah, maybe better.
And also
choose
the screen,
one.
You cannot mold it.
Yeah, so okay. We should better choose one shape.
Yeah.
But that's kind of tidy. So you squeeze in the hand,
and then
like on the side with your
you
thumb,
can place the screen
you can
yeah.
use. Yeah.
Yeah. Use the button.
The keywords are primary colors.
But then I would
spongy.
I would do the arrows here, kind of thing.
Spongy can be reached by
buttons and
there.
The simple buttons here. So
yeah,
yeah.
And the control things in here, the arrows.
Yeah, that's
the arrows,
the arrows
yeah.
over here.
Yeah,
and
then
the
numbers.
Simple.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
That's
the last
time. That's cool. Or do we want to make its shape look like a banana or something? I don't know.
No, no.
Bananas.
Bananas are a weird shape and other fruits also, so
yeah.
It's better to have some sort of basic print and then a fruit print in some primary colors.
Yeah,
I don't know, like what color should the basic print be like? Like some soft
orange
green or something, or
blue
and then
dark blue.
Oh yeah, dark blue, and then very bright yellow banana, an orange, a green apple, stuff like that, with very bright tones, I guess.
Yeah, we need very primary colors.
Yeah, but the primary colors we can create with the LEDs on the phone.
Yeah, okay.
If you make it just give the blue color, then it's just a neutral color. Also for the more for the poor people.
Mm. That doesn't really work. Well,
it's
again.
Oh, okay. This text.
It goes to a big line.
Yeah. 2 hours further. It's blue. So that's a dark blue base color, I guess.
Yeah, how about some flashing standby lights, like you have on the Samsung, phones. Because I remember from one of our first meetings that people lose their remote controls often.
Yeah.
So not only in the colors of the mats, but we want something to keep it visible at all times.
How do you mean?
With flashing colors, so you can't lose it.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's a bit too much.
Yeah, an orange. Right. Well, this is more like purple, I guess.
Yeah.
It should be more real dark blue, so the contrast with the food objects is pretty high.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it would be a nice device.
Which color should something like this have a display?
I mean, the color of the background of the display.
Yeah.
Well, I don't guess it has to be 65,000 or so. Yeah, too expensive. So just a blue background or something. Green is too old fashioned, but blue. Blue's okay.
You use high contrast between background and blue and white color.
Maybe
people with
maybe
white
background.
White background and dark.
Dark magic.
Yeah. Whatever which is physical.
Mm-hmm.
I know you should test it under light conditions.
And also for people who are with color
blind. Yeah.
Because that's mostly relevant to the difference.
Which color should the buttons be?
That's adjustable.
Whoa. Why adjustable?
All the buttons? Yeah.
Well, no.
That's how we are going to make it more trendy. Also, it's a little expensive.
Maybe, I mean, they have to have some color, right? And if the background is very dark blue,
then green.
But don't we want to make the background the bright color? So the top
yeah,
of the thing is very bright. Like the pictures I showed you guys, those things were all bright, bright, flashy.
So more like. More like this color.
Yeah, something like that.
Then yellow and orange and red objects on it or something.
Yeah.
But then again, which color should the button be? And the press buttons. Should that be white or black?
Yeah.
Looks quite cheap. This color, I think it's not
green.
Yeah,
no,
it's pretty fresh on the other side.
It's
actually a pretty trendy color at the moment.
It's trendy.
Yeah.
It
worked pretty well. And then fine, wasn't it?
Can you get a pop up?
Yeah, within 5 minutes.
Then you have 5 minutes
left?
Or
yeah, left and then
something like this.
Yeah.
That should be pretty nice color. But maybe the buttons in red is maybe a bad contrast for colorblind people.
Yeah.
No,
because
that's
the red of the green.
But the buttons are there on less or not.
Yeah,
yeah,
the
red,
but
the
red
and green are actually the easiest to explain that, even for colorblind.
Yeah?
They will see one of each as gray.
Yeah.
But if you use green on blue, those kind of colors will look the same.
Okay. So red buttons are okay.
It's the default setting, the red buttons.
Yeah, but I think you need to keep in mind that the LEDs are just extra light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They don't deter the color
okay,
that much,
I
think.
Think about a red LEDs and blue LEDs. And
that's too busy,
I guess.
You have a background.
If you release transparent.
Yeah.
Part you could, you have to print on the number
or the sign,
so you can't
change
the colors.
Better keep the LED and the button itself in the same color,
yeah.
I guess. So just an extra
bit
of light.
What we should do, I think, is make kind of a see-through plastic button with one color LED behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that the whole button is and if you think about easy to use buttons, we have to make it the shape so that it's easy to hold for both hands, but also that you can reach the buttons
mm-hmm.
with your thumb.
Yeah.
If
okay.
You
hold
the machine.
No, we can just put it.
Basically,
you two are going to work on the smartboard for the next 30 minutes to design
right.
I think. So you will do the evaluation
of the product,
yeah.
Which we don't have yet.
Yeah, or not.
So, how should I do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably get a mail.
Or you send it to me, or just because
yeah,
you are going to design it
yeah.
on this board, right?
Yeah, but maybe you can do the evaluation. You don't have to evaluate yet, but you can make a procedure.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I probably get instructions on
yeah.
how to do that, so I'll make another presentation, I guess.
Yeah.
I know what's gonna happen about
yeah.
So
you have a basic idea.
I have a basic idea.
And you two are going to be just
so
look at
the work here on the stretch
board.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
luck.
Thanks.
Yeah. Alright, so that's
so I just yes make a new page and be creative.
Yeah.
Right. This moment after
yeah,
meeting?
You have
30 minutes.
Then we have to see something
yeah.
which we
yeah.
can
right.
show to the management.
Yeah.
So we make a new one?
Yeah.
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 That's just the detail.
Next.
Or just make a new one.
Yeah.
Or
and save this board.
Huh?
Just
yeah, I'll just keep it there.
Yeah, okay, but just press save.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
On the left.
I can also include clip art.
Yeah.
Correct.
So if you rather draw in paint or something.
So,
okay.
Shall we make some outline sketches of the basic shape first?
Yeah. And then after that we can make the
accurate word.
Yeah, because I have to focus
yeah.
on the basic look of the field design,
yeah.
so how it's gonna look. And you have to think about how you're gonna put the screen in and that kind of thing. So if I'm drawing and you think okay, I'm not gonna get
we'll skip this I guess, something button press.
Yeah.
Light only button you use your interaction.
So
that's included.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So the plastic buttons also help because of your only during interaction. So
excuse me?
Well, it's a good thing that the buttons aren't that they are plastic because then you can light up the light
yeah.
under when they are usable.
Yeah.
Maybe you should draw it very large.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's part of
oh,
right. How do we
erase?
No, our insert
You also do the other sides, not only the front side, the
Yeah,
side
ex exactly.
view, side view.
And let's make first the all the views for the front view, side view.
I thought for the side view,
the
basic
right
side view
Yeah.
would be rather
Why can't I work here? This
a bit
is
much easier. I don't see a sign that the meeting is over yet.
Exactly.
No, so I just work here.
We can make it larger. Maybe it's easier to do it on the
Five minutes left before the meeting ends.
Other views?
Why?
Only if you are going to put buttons on the side. So,
well,
that's the question.
But we
let's fill it. Fill in the buttons later.
Yeah.
So this is going to be from the.
Is this from the side?
Yeah. Sorry.
Because the screen goes up like that, right? So then it's like this, or
yeah.
It's not convenient because when you have the screen like this, you look like the, it's better to have it somewhat like this, or does it flip
yeah,
all the way?
Yeah,
I think
it
has
to flip.
Maybe it's easier to integrate the OCD screen just into this bubble. Because it doesn't have to flip then. Because we
yeah.
have enough space for making
It's better to have this like this, like this, and then flip it like
But
this.
why do you need the flipping?
You can adjust the angle to which it flips. So it can also from this angle flip
Okay. Yeah.
Flip
So yeah. But we still keep the flipping maybe.
Think so.
Yeah, we keep the flip. Keep the flip
live.
I think it will feel weird if you would make this smaller and this bigger.
The shape is okay, but yeah, I don't see the yeah. Why we shouldn't use the flipping mechanism?
Yeah,
because it would be cool.
Okay, yeah, it's for
maybe we should then.
Because we have enough space. Here we've got the basic functions.
Yeah, there in the middle.
Arrow. Yeah.
Shouldn't we integrate it?
Yeah.
And then
we should
like. This is the shape. Okay, but the screen is a bit lower because if it falls on the
yeah.
other side, it doesn't fall on the screen, so there's a layer of rubber on
yeah.
the side. So no flipping.
No flipping?
No flipping?
You wanted flipping, so.
Yeah, I guess, but I mean, what's the flipping on the
If you drop it, it just breaks. And it has to be very strong because of the.
So we better make it like this.
Yeah.
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 Also for the
yeah.
children, it's for people not 16 years.
They're
okay.
responsible
okay.
enough
okay.
to have a mobile phone, it's also to
yeah.
deal
okay.
with their remote control. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I just ended
totally
the meeting, you two go design.
Remember that the weird pocket phone thing?
Oh, by the way.
Looked like
I
thought up a name for our product.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's called The Real Remote.
Ooh.
With a copyright sign after Real.
Yeah. Alright. Good.
Maybe you can include that somewhere.
Yeah, we should work in our own room, right?
Yeah. I don't see any power cables here, so.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
See you two in half an hour.
Okay.
Good luck.
Futuristic than standard arrow buttons.
Yeah. Everyone wants to design it, so.